This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We have to move into, gentlemen, I think we can all agree, this is going to be the most sensual segment of the night. And there you go, Reggie.
Shame we got out of the no shirt 9 o'clock.
It is, but the good news is it's the pants off 10.
Oh yeah.
Now some people, well, they already sent in pants off pictures.
Yeah, they did.
They violated the rules.
Were you upset though?
I was not.
Congratulations, whoever that is.
Man.
Hurry home. Enjoy that. Your dinner is going to be incredible, and your dessert, that's going to be even better.
I got to thank someone else real quick. I'm sorry, Reggie, if you could drop the music for just 1 second. This is incredible. If you're listening right now, Pamela, if you or whoever, it's 21 and up though, but if you and whoever want to make it out to the fan house party, hit me back. You'll get in. I promise you that. Whether or not you have tickets, you'll get in. From the 682, and I remember this name from Peace-a-thon. You'll have to apologize. I'm going to divert for just 1 second. It'll be worth it. The Fletcher Cox story is amazing. So this is from Pamela, and I remember Pamela from Thursday morning. Because we were asking people for donations, and we were trying to get our goal up to 10,000. All right? That was, you know, the goal we had set. Pamela texted in and said, hey, how much do you need to get to 10,000? And I think it was like $238.75.
Yeah.
And within minutes, done. Send it in, send a screenshot of the receipt, all that good stuff, because they wanted to help. Pamela says, thank you, but really, we should be thanking Sean, because they, my God, this is amazing. That was money that Pamela had saved up all year to buy a TV on Black Friday so they could watch all the games at her house. And Sean said, we don't need a TV. We've got the fan. And then he told her about my possibilities and what we were doing there. And she said it sounded like they needed the money more than they needed a TV. So they gave the money to my possibilities. And I already told them to shoot me an email and we'll get your shirt if you want to come up and sit in with the show at any point. And if you want to come to the fan house party tomorrow, that's incredible.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
I just know that we appreciate it, and the My Possibilities people appreciate it. All the incredible hipsters that take part there, they certainly appreciate it. But really, it's things like that that just kind of remind you and remind me. It's great and all that we get a chance to do what we do and have a blast doing it. But there are some really, really good people in the world that don't get anywhere near enough credit for the incredible things they do.
In the last 12 hours, we had somebody. They prefer to remain anonymous. That's fine. And they donated more than $3,000. And the only thing they requested, they put in the comments, I want Corey to make a public apology to Wookiees and the Chewbacca tribe everywhere. It was so damn funny because you could tell, like, or not the Chewbacca tribe, obviously. I'm saying Corey's thing now. And the Ewoks. And it was absolutely tremendous. Donated all of that money. And I promise you, it is all going to a good cause. And if you want to roll out a week from tomorrow, we'll be doing the Santa run in Frisco. But yeah, no, that story right there, Pamela, thank you very much. Thank you to Sean. And from the 469. Wow. 469. We should all throw in for a TV for them. I have a TV I will donate to them. I'm serious. All right. Follow up. Give me your contact information. I'm going to put everybody in contact. That's
we'll make this happen. We're all,
that's super cool. It'll happen.
We talk about it some.
Wow.
We don't talk about it near enough. One of the greatest things about this station, one of my favorite things about this show, because I joined later on, you guys had a run of producers. It's how much of a family this
yes,
show is.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And I'm glad I'm very lucky to have been a part of this show for as long as I have. Like, we're a family on this show, and we treat each other as such, but that also extends out to all of you listeners here.
Sure.
And that's our show. That's our listeners. That's our entire station. It's why we do events like the Fan House Party. It's why we do events like Peace-a-thon. All of that in combination. We're one big family. And the fact that we have people that are so quick to jump in and say, hey, man, that's cool. I'm going to donate a TV. Like, that's the type of people that we love getting to meet. That's the type of people we do this for.
You're right. I know this is not the exact, if this is not the exact same level, but the whole reason I ever saw the movie Die Hard is because I said on air I'd never seen the movie Die Hard, and we had a fan, Emily, who got the entire box set of all the Die Hard movies and brought it to an event that I wasn't even at because I was still working at the paper. And, like, I know it's a smaller level. The outpouring that we got from everyone when Lucy was born and she had her seizures and her other complications, it's remarkable. And I want to thank the people reaching out from the 469. Yeah, send us your email address. I guess we have your phone number too, so we'll figure it out and we'll get this done. And again, thank you to Pamela and Sean, and thank you to our anonymous donor over the last 12 hours for making this truly the biggest Peace-a-thon we've ever done. And if you wonder, like, why we keep doing it, it's because of all of you awesome people. Like, it is because of the people at My Possibilities. That's true. But it's also because of all of you guys, because everyone says, oh, you helped me get through the day. And like I said, we got plans. We got plans for next year. We got plans for next year to maybe even make it bigger, like considerably bigger. So we'll see how all that works. We have email addresses. We're gonna get things moving. The 972, y'all are about to make me cry. I did not anticipate any such emotions going into this segment. I promise you that. Because what I thought was going to happen was absolute buffoonery. Now, let it not be said that we do not excel at absolute buffoonery. So, seriously, super touched by all of this. Now we're going to get back into the weirdness, okay? So transition your brain, fire back up the sexy music, and let's do this. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, that TV.
There's no way to really transition to
there's
that.
There's not. If we had the old clock, I would have gone to break and we would have regrouped, but we don't, so here we go.
60 inches of glorious television.
So, let's go to Fletcher Cox.
Yes.
And do you want me to dramatically read all of this, or do you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all
That's
right.
That's not even a question, Kevin.
Okay. So, Fletcher Cox is being sued by a North Carolina man for ruining his marriage. Per TMZ, which once again breaks these stories all the time, North Carolina state law says you can win this lawsuit if you prove three different things. First, that you and your spouse had a genuine love and affection. I don't know how you prove that. Instagram. Second, that love and affection was alienated and destroyed. And third, malicious acts of a third party produce the alienation of affection. Maliciousness is presumed if there's no proof of sexual intercourse. Well, number three, they've already got taken care of, I assure you, based on this text exchange. The other two, I'm not entirely sure. Now, for all of that, Parker, how much would you think you would sue if someone destroyed your marriage?
Oh, man. Like, I feel like there's a number that... Actually, you know what? I don't know that there's a number that makes sense.
But, like, lots, right?
Oh, it'd be a ton. For damages and for emotional distress and all sorts of other things that I'm sure I could throw in there.
But then what about when you factor in that Fletcher Cox just signed a 6-year contract extension for $102 million?
All right.
Lots,
there's
right?
There's going to be a lot of zeros at the end of my number.
He is filing suit for $25,000.
Huh?
So there's
Does
that.
Does he not know who and how much
I don't
this guy's worth.
I really question, in the state of North Carolina, as you said this is, correct?
Correct.
How does the government or law determine how much your love is worth?
That's a great follow-up question. I will get with TMZ and see if I can figure out the answer. Now, number three, I told you need proof. If you can't prove they had sex, you need to have proof that it was going to happen. So, I lead you to this text exchange between Fletcher Cox and the married lady.
All right.
No, don't tell him to drop the music. Oh, man.
Dang it, I thought I could get that in subtly.
I'm going to let you determine when we shift perspective. Out of context to begin with. Ha ha ha, not at all, baby. Now we move to the woman, and I'm going to let you follow from here. I bartend tomorrow night. I want to get you pregnant.
What?
Best response ever.
That, man, that's up there with the J.R. Smith. Just slide into the DMs.
Oh, absolutely. And guess what? Oh, it's getting so much more. She says, best response ever, and then follows up, we'd make some damn beautiful babies. I'm dead ass serious. Like I said last night, I want to get to know you, babe. I know we're sexually compatible, but I want to know we're on other levels as well. You were just saying you weren't ready to settle down when we were at the hotel.
Oh.
There's your proof.
Yep.
I'm not going to be a single mom, LOL. You ain't going to be no damn single mom. I'm just telling you how I feel, boo.
Oh.
Listen to me. I'm listening.
Wait, hold on. Can we pause there for a second? This is a text exchange, and someone just said, listen.
And they said,
to a text.
I'm listening. And then he just ends it. Okay, so like you're ready for all the logic, right? This is how the conversation ends. Listen to me. I'm listening. Trust me. What? That's not proof of anything. You can't just say, trust me, and that's the end of the conversation, right?
Trust me, you will be supported, and I will not leave you at all, ever.
Like, maybe Parker can say that because he's married and stuff, but this dude that's, like, just he's banging as a fling, you can't just say, trust me.
And at that point, like, you're not trusting Parker, you're trusting the law that binds him to you. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like, I've never had the opportunity to be in a, and I don't know that opportunity is the right word. I've never been in a scenario, A, because I've never been a woman, B, because I've never,
mark
you know,
that,
had
right?
The
like, I don't know when
pregnant.
It'll come in handy, but.
And C, because I've never been in a relationship with someone who is worth upwards of $100 million. Like, I feel like I wouldn't be super worried about trusting them if a child was brought into the picture and you could prove that it was theirs, right? Like, you'd be okay.
Sure. I'm trying to decide. I'm trying to decide my favorite part of this exchange. I mean, I like the I bartend tomorrow night followed by I want to get you pregnant. And, like, that's tremendous.
Such a hard 90-degree right turn.
Yeah. And then she says we'd make some damn beautiful babies. And he says I'm dead-ass serious. And but then my other favorite is she goes on about how she doesn't want to be a single mom, how they're compatible sexually, but then at the hotel, he seemed to push her away, and he said, quote, you ain't going to be no damn single mom. Like, what a crazy response to all of that. Listen
to me.
Really,
like, it's not surprising, though, that he is so, he's thinking with,
sure.
Not the, you know, not his brain. Not his top brain, at least.
I mean, I would argue, just sign the contract extension this year. 14 tackles, 4.5 sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovery. Now's not the time to be just banging up randoms, right?
Yeah, probably like, not.
Now's the time to...
She's really looking out for herself, though. Well, I guess
she
that's
is.
A plus.
But on the flip side, I feel like this guy's lawsuit's got something. Like, if he could just prove they were in love with some stupid anniversary Facebook post or something.
Well,
boom!
You've already got the text that says they were together at a hotel room. That probably takes you pretty close to that line.
Like, number three, they got. It's the first two. Like, I mean, I feel like you should be able to prove the second one, too, by saying, like, clearly our relationship's destroyed. But it's the first one. If you can prove it, That dude's about to get paid, but only $25,000.
Yeah, quick question. How much does that hurt Fletcher Cox? Isn't that about the cost of a singular fine in the NFL?
He gives a crap.
Maybe less.
It's like the guys from G-Bag who always leave change on the table. That's what Fletcher Cox is doing. He's just leaving some change on the table that he doesn't give a damn about.
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
From the 817. He was thinking with his Fletcher.
I got it. Because his name is Fletcher Cox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.